Welcome back for a special episode of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, the reunion part one. Things are heating up between A1 and Lyrica. The moms are going head to head and A2K is finally in the hot seat. We got a house full of guests and this is an episode you do not want to miss. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now,
Oh, ready?
We got a remix of one time.
Turn her up in a monitor.
Right, turn me up in the monitor.
Give us some house.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to be here. I'm your host, Rakaya. My girl, Lanisha, couldn't be here tonight, so we are holding it down in the building. I got some special people in the building with me. I'm your co-host again, Rakaya, singer, songwriter, and lover of all things love and hip-hop. But I can't hold this episode down without my co-host, all the way from ATL, one of Atlanta's finest and most well-known hosts, Mr. Q V. Harris. How are you, Q?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I know what time it is. It's your boy, Q, all the way from LA. Listen, I didn't coming to play with y'all. We about to get into some love and hip hop things. What's going on? We got Zell Swag in the building. We got Paris in the building.
Hey.
So let's go ahead and jump into it. What's up, Ron? What you got for us?
Yes. So I want to know your overall thoughts. Zell, right here to my left, you guys is
what's
right.
Up, what's up,
what
what's
did
up?
You think? What's your East Ave? You
okay.
And Zell,
all that. Down.
So
down to the toes.
So I want to know, what was your overall thoughts of the reunion part one?
I think it was like really like intense, kind of like just being there, sitting there was like kind of intense. Like it was a lot of like things said, a lot of like big topics that's been like in social media lately. Like we touched on, like it was crazy. Like, and I feel like even the part one that we seen was still just like still just a pinch of what it was, is like actually being there, sitting there.
Exactly. What about you, Q?
So before I answer my question, I'm sitting between these two. I feel like these two are like best friends in real, 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 real life. Yeah. I feel like if we was to sit with y'all in school, like in high school or middle school, I definitely would have got in trouble.
Oh yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. I feel like
all day.
Yeah. I feel like these two.
We still we like that all day anyway. We always get in trouble.
We just
everything.
Passing notes in class. Like I feel like y'all
like you part of camp. That's our thing. You part of camp.
If you're part of our camp, we get in trouble.
I just feel a little cut up ministry going on, and I kind of like it. I like it.
Yeah, they came in with good energy.
But my overall experience, but I guess viewing the show as a viewer, I honestly, I'm not saying it's because y'all are here in my face. I'm saying it's like I honestly was like over it until you guys actually hit the stage. And when you hit the stage, it was just like a whole nother experience. Before Zell could even get his name out, he was already asking questions. So and that's the part that I love, because it was like you had questions on your mind and you asked your coworkers the things that you wanted to know.
Right, because like people don't know, like even though we end this, it's still things that we left off on with Fizz in April after that whole Hollywood Unlocked thing, and me giving them the tea on or giving the pictures like or whatever. Like after that, like we really didn't talk to April or see April or Fizz until the reunion. Didn't film with them until the reunion. So like it still was like so much. I think a part of that was maybe because of our new production, because we had a new production, so they was trying to like. It was just a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. This season was a lot, just production-wise, outside of just, like, the drama and things like that. So I feel like with the... I almost lost what I had said because I was high, but that's what happened.
So what about you, Paris? How do you feel like the reunion went for you?
I just feel like we tuned in like everybody else is tuned in far as this April and Fizz situation. Like, we want to know. Like, I got questions. Like, I want to... You got to realize on the show, me and April was cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're not the closest of friends or whatever, but we started being cool on the show. And it's like once they dropped this ball with them being together, after you came to us on the show saying how people are accusing you of this. And I'm holding her down like, but shit, if he's doing this, and I'm thinking that he's liking her. And I'm like, well, maybe you could. But you already was fucking him. So I'm like, oh, no, she wasn't. But. You was.
Yeah. I know. You came up with that whole A2K thing.
Yeah,
and we're going to.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
and
what I'm
and
like.
We're definitely going
to
dig deep.
I went to Chicago. I saw, like, that was real, seeing her mother and stepfather. That's when I knew they really had something. Right. because the way the family, I'm like the crying. Family, then when they see each other, like on set, she want to make sure he eating and do and, like she caters to him a lot.
And you know when somebody in there,
right?
You know when somebody in there when the family latch on to you, you know when somebody in there. But let me ask you a question, because since the cat is already out the bag. We saw when you guys were walking on the long strip in Chicago, and she was telling you that, you know, you guys were just friends and the whole nine and shebang. What was the turning point for you guys of where you are today? Because it was a whole different situation.
I just looked at her as a liar, because I kept, like, what was the purpose? It's like you started this season. Mm-hmm. This is your story. You know, that's all for you. You know, what you see with me is what you get. So if she's telling me that they just friends, no, she don't owe me that. But what the fuck is you lying for?
Yeah.
You played it too. Right. Like, it's like I got too involved. Like, it's like, come on now. Now I'm looking at you like, yo.
Like, you lied to me.
It's like, I don't know what to believe. Is this stuff you saying about your baby father real? Because you lying about all this other shit. Oh, we were just friends. He was there consoling me. And then when we was in Vegas, you know, that's a whole nother story. She was hanging out, having fun. It's like, it's weird. Like, I think
this whole episode has been, when it comes to, like, the couples and all the things, we've had a chance to see a closer look to how things really are. And speaking of that, going into, you know, since you're talking about lying and truths and cheating and all of that, we kick things off in the reunion with A1 and Lyrica.
Right.
And that has been a huge part of, you know, some of the couples kind of breaking up and Cass kind of having split feelings. Some people, you know, like Apple Watch, she don't care. She's like, listen, I'm worried about me and mine.
Right.
But we kind of start with that, how, you know, the moms, we see them go head to head. I know, you know, Paris, you made a comment. You're like, this is sad. Like, this is really sad to watch. So how is it, you know, we talk about, you know, Lyrica's infidelities, you know, with her. She cheated last year and that whole thing. And then we start tapping into A1's infidelities with him being part of the Mile High Club with Summer Bunny and all that, and then we see that confrontation. What has kind of been your thoughts on the A1 and Lyrica saga?
Well, first of all, they're young, they're in Hollywood. Like, this is like the most exposure both of them like been receiving lately. So it's like they're taking on this new lifestyle. Even though they into music and stuff, but far as them, people go, like, come on, A1 walks around with a bodyguard now. You get what I'm saying? Like, they outside.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, I mean, like, it's, you know, but their lifestyle has changed, you know? So it's like, I think they, like, outgrown. I don't know. I want them to be together, but I feel like they still both embracing this Hollywood lifestyle.
Now, let me ask you a question. When it comes down to their moms being invested into their relationship, how do you, what's your take on both of their moms having input on stage?
I mean, they both can have their input. You know, they've been together for years. So, you know, it's like, that's like Pam. That's it's like Lyrica's mom. It's like their family. So family members go have an input. So it's like, I come from a black, I mean, not to say that you got to be sorry to say it like that, but I'm used to seeing stuff like that. My mother's nosy.
Yeah.
She oversteps her boundaries all the time. You gotta realize we're on TV. Just that everybody goes through you know?
Most definitely. So that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's like my mother would have been jumping in it. She don't want nobody to hurt me. And it's vice versa. And Pam, that's her son. And they're both mothers who want the best, you know? So they gonna hold each other. They gonna hold their kid down. I'm quite sure when Ocean get older, A1 gonna be holding him down and Lyrica gonna be holding, you know? So it's like,
yeah,
but with being mothers,
which leads me to another point. We talk about baby Ocean. We saw how A1 hauled off and slapped Mr. Ray because somebody brought it up.
I brought that up, but if you watch the scene, Tierra really
did,
drags it. Tierra drags. I said,
that's your fifth cousin.
Yeah. I was like,
cousin.
Right. Okay. I was like, girl, let me finish being messy. But she, you know. But okay, so but the thing is, I brung it up because, like, it was just in the midst of what was going on. It was like, the person he brung just, like, was interrupting my show. And he talked a lot of shit. And like, and I want people to see what I received at one point in time. Even though in that battle between me and Mr. Ray that season I was on, I won because, like, my mouth, I'm crazy. Then, like, y'all don't mind, like, all of that. But, like, but I really was being picked on between them. Like, I was being ganged up on by Masika, Moniz, and Mr. Ray. Like, they would say shit on Instagram, Twitter, text me. Like, I mean, me, I don't give a fuck because I'm with all the smoke. So I would, but like, as just like as a normal person, shit like that will make somebody go. So I wanted somebody else to see the type of shit that he does. Like,
okay.
Like, so, and that's what it was. Like, I just like, hey, look, he said that y'all baby ain't, and that's what it was. And he
so
did.
Are you guys like actually in a good space? Because one thing I will say, it was really cool to see a different side of you because you talked about that. You know,
well, yeah. In a good space.
No, yeah, I'm definitely I'm in a good space with everybody. I don't have no problem with nobody as long as she okay, I'm good. Like,
oh yeah, we gonna tap into it. Oh yeah,
long as she good, long as Paris is cool, I'm good. I don't have no problems with nothing.
Most definitely, that makes a lot of sense. I think that, and I noticed too that your girl Star, she with the smoke too.
Oh yeah, Star definitely.
Listen, she was not playing in that.
They didn't even show all Star. Star was about to beat everybody up. Star was about to beat everybody up. I was like, ooh, okay, come on.
You know, ooh, but that's really cool. Now, how has it been like? Because of course we've seen you love Hip Hop Hollywood before,
right.
But to have your boo, you know, that's another side of you that we haven't seen aside from the fashion and music part.
Right. It feels good to talk about like just like me in a relationship anyway because everybody just see me as just like the first season you just see me as just one like person like Uzo Messi he fight he like and I am all of that but like that. It's still a lot more to me like I'm still a normal person like everybody else I just don't put up with shit and especially not no shit that's gonna be aired on TV
period
like so that's why it gets even
you're gonna
deeper
have me looking a fool it
right
be on
it's
TV.
Gonna be right, even right. deeper but it was definitely nice I wish it would have showed a little more but I was happy like I feel like they showed me show me love this season.
No, most definitely. I have to agree with that aspect. And one thing I can also commend you on is follow through. You know, I love the fact that you said, okay, this is what I want to do. Of course, we were introduced to your music and things like that with the whole diss record with Lexus Sky. And we saw your frustration. You were like, come on, girl. You're flat.
Yeah,
but it was cool to see that you were taking yourself seriously. Mm-hmm. And I think in just this industry, once you take yourself more seriously, everyone else around you will respect you as well.
Right. And, so and really I totally agree with that. Like, I feel... like even just like people I know and like different artists, like when they saw me like and I sent my music to them like when it was done, like even like The Game, he was like, oh, that's dope, I like that, I really like that, like your ONG song. So it just like gave me like, oh, okay, cool, like okay, I might got a little something here, like you know what I'm saying. So like it was, but it definitely was hard because like you know people just like you know everybody that get on Love and Hip Hop, everybody be like, oh, they just want to. Make some music, but like
just
but,
for TV,
yeah. But like the thing is, like I just always have been into music. Like same with Paris. That's one thing that we share. Like we're like really deep into music more than like people would probably ever even know. Like we're like different of some people's favorite artists. Like to call us and get our opinions. Like you know what I'm saying, things like that. So just like I just was like, it's time for me to try it myself. Like I always put my love and care into somebody else's project. Or, like, doing something for somebody else. I was like, this time, let me try me. Let me see what happens. Because every time I try somebody else, I always fail. Like, even, trying to help T, like, trying to help, like, with my past relationship with people I was styling, working with. Like, it seemed like it never worked when because I put my all into it. Like, and don't get nothing out of it. So I was like, this time, let me put my all into myself and see what I can get. And I've been getting love from it.
Yeah, I think that's really dope. And I want to commend all of our guests, the entire cast of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, for being as open and transparent with your lives, with your music, with your hearts and all of that. And I think this is a perfect segue to tell you guys, our AfterBuzzers and our viewers, to thank you so much for rocking with us every single Monday for the entire season of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Without you guys, we can't do what we do, how we do. So thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Thank you, Kevin and Maria,
like
for
that.
Giving us this platform. Continue to support us. Support us, you know, on iTunes. Give us ratings, YouTube, comments, all of that. Make
all
sure you
that.
Ain't coming at us because they'll
Because
we'll
this,
make
I'm
sure
telling y'all, this is going to be the most watched episode.
Period.
Most definitely. So thank you so, so much. And Q, you were with us before at AfterBuzz as a co-host. How have you loved coming back again to help out?
I'm ecstatic to be in LA. You know, I'm coming.
Welcome.
You know, I'm just gonna come and bring a little ATL. Paris said I'm doing a lot, so I'm coming. I'm doing a real ATL style.
He is ATL. Where is Hollywood? Okay.
But again, thank you guys so, so much for rocking with us. But moving on to our next topic, we have Ray J / Princess / Bugatti.
Oh, man. Listen, this dog
I still ain't getting no money.
I was crying.
No, I was so annoyed because I didn't think, like, you know, we really was in a dog park looking for that dog. And I thought, I had like on my Louis boots.
I saw
him. I was furious. I wasn't prepared to be looking for, and I'm scared of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I doing in a dog park? That's why, y'all don't know what we go through. Like, I'm looking April really was scared of bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So she was having a real, like,
meltdown.
Like, I'm like, I'm walking in. Once I stepped in shit by accident, I was over.
That's it.
That's why I was like, boo boo, Bugatti. The dog ain't in this park. So y'all need to go, like,
right.
Yo,
you was ready to get the
Bugatti stressed me out that day.
No,
20
like,
bands.
No, yeah, Ray, it was so funny, like, be like, meet me in Malibu. So I'm thinking it's like, we going to Malibu, it's about to be something lit. Like, look for Bugatti. Like, I got my chest out. Like, I'm like, what we doing?
Like, I'm from the hood still. We don't really.
We don't care about no dogs.
But
he said 20,000,
100,000.
Like, I was looking.
See, that, we ain't get that much money.
See, I was looking, like, y'all don't understand, like, past the cameras. I was, like, looking. I wanted this money. I was like, boy,
you
this is
East
a whole.
Ab.
Right. I was like, you don't know what I'm going through. Shit. All my money going to the studio, I will go buy a dog. What's up?
Period.
Listen, I can do a lot with 20 bands. I'm in school. I'm like, hell. Run that money. Okay. But we also talk about, you know, we've seen as of recent, like, with their social media, them going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And in the reunion, and shout out to Tyler Perry Studios. I think it is amazing.
It felt good. We was at the Oprah Winfrey Studio, and we got the same birthday. I just like, ooh, I just feel like I'm
like
in
money.
The right spot.
Right.
I'm
like,
we share this studio.
Right. And I know that, you know, that you guys did go ahead and previously record the reunion and things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as of recent, after the reunion, we've been seeing Ray J and Princess going back and forth on social media. So let me ask you, in a general sense, before we transition to our about
general
the
sense.
In a general sense about just relationships. There, you know, mm-hmm. we've seen them go back and forth and explaining their side of what happened in Vegas and all that. But how do you feel about having your relationship, your new boo, you know, in social media and just in the public eye?
I feel like we just in that time. Even though we are like, oh, you shouldn't do that. But everyone that's saying that shouldn't do, they still, like, pay attention and comment on it. Like, it's like, so I just think it's, at this point, it's just life at this point. Because everybody putting the shit on social media at this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't like it. Like, you don't like it. But, like if you already live your life in the public, like, something that made me think about, like, the Kardashians. Like, we was watching the Kardashians last night, and they ready to kick Courtney off because, like, they feel like they put Khloe and Kim, they put so much
everything
of their life
on Front Street.
On Front Street, and they right. don't. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it's that type of world right now. Like, especially when you
live
your
life
in the public.
See, me, I just don't like for that certain doors get open. Like, I just feel like when you marry, like, you can't, I'm not getting married and then we go through something, I gotta go to live. I just don't agree with how it be handled. But I hope they fix it because I love Princess and Ray J.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, their energy being around them is like, you know, so I hopefully it gets better, but I don't agree with, like, you know, we already show a lot on the show.
Right.
I know we don't fake the funk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, even that's like if me and Zell get the first thing I do is go to live. That's like,
that's not real.
That's
friendship,
like,
right?
Yeah, I just feel like
I'm
that's a
bond.
Like,
girl, get off the line.
Like,
come
like,
out here and talk to me.
It's like a bond, like, you know, but again.
Well, speaking of going to social media, something happened today.
What's going on?
So today, A1 actually put up a Insta story about Brittany B and called her. She said,
I gotta see this.
Look, brother, this looks casket sharp. I guess he was referring to her makeup.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, me either.
You know, bless the dead. So. Mm.
But I ain't gonna lie, I said, when we walked on stage,
complimented her,
I told her, like, you actually look good, because it was, like, the first time I ever saw her, like actually look like her wig was put together, her dress actually fit her, even because she got a weird shape, like, so her dress actually had fit her, like, her makeup looked good, and I said, like, I mean, I did say that she had a boner. So it looked like you got a boner. But
yeah, you
but
said it like that. You said, ooh, I can see you.
Oh yeah, I said. Oh yeah, I can see
you. That's how you said it.
But I told her like, and she knew. I looked her dead in her eyes. I said, "You look nice tonight." Like I gave everybody compliments, like because I'm not the person. Like I'm just happy to see my black people look good up there. Just like, oh, we looking good.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm team A1 with that. So whatever A1 said,
I'm definitely team A1.
Yes, because I've seen it live with that you attitude and Brittany B.
Please talk on it.
Yeah. I was there on Monday Night Vibe. Shout out to that's a super dope event in LA.
Yes,
in Hollywood. It's always lit. We don't hit that about the words. Mm-hmm. But and you know, you got up there for your time for karaoke and you said I've been going for a minute now. I'm back with
I was
jump
on my
off.
Little camera.
And you was ready to jump off with Brittany B. But let me ask you this, is this something that is fixable? I always ask that to all of our guests.
It's like with her, I can't. It's just like she just do too much on TV. So it will have to be, you have to genuinely apologize to me because I don't know you. So you really started with me. Like, I don't know what research you did, but I'm not like, again, you saw me. It wasn't no cameras around. This is just me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and I go back to Brooklyn all the time. I go visit my friends in the hood. I can't have somebody on TV just messing with me. Just like, what's your issue? And she don't have a valid reason on why she... But keep watching the reunion. You're going to see. Segment on that.
So let's address, because I heard you say that the cameras were not around last Monday. So
it was like 2 months
ago.
Yeah, 2 months ago.
So just for the people watching, a lot of people do not believe that reality TV is real. So this is a
I can't speak for all franchises, but I'm going to speak for Hollywood.
We trying to find you.
Ours should be real.
Like, everybody, if it goes a bad scene, you guarantee that like these people are trying to.
And I don't think
connect.
Brittany knows that. I think Brittany, she's one of the ones who's new on the show, who probably think like, oh, it's but so much you can say and do on TV.
Because like even after the reunion, everybody was going to Waffle House and it was like Lyrica, her friend. Sia.
They didn't get to that segment yet, but a lot of tension takes place at the reunion to the point we still on that same type of energy.
Right.
So when you leave the reunion, you see people
and start
you scared
crying.
To go inside.
You scared to go in and start crying.
See, like, that's where you know you're not playing. Because it's like I, you know, even though me and April we pass words, I'm not scared to walk in McDonald's if April's in McDonald's.
Right.
You big bad bully. It's scary in real life.
I see Fizz all the time.
And it's like it's becoming annoying to the cast because it's like you're doing too much on TV.
Yeah, right. I think
like you all just want to fight and do, like stop because you like stop.
Yeah, I think that's the thing because you know we've had guests before that are like, well, this is just a job for me. You know, I just film.
See,
but some of you guys really do take it.
It's
serious.
A job.
That's
it's
why
I'm here. You're getting paid, but it's definitely real life, bitch. You're not gonna fucking play
with
me.
You're not gonna disrespect me.
You're not gonna disrespect me.
Because I don't know you, and I've never met you before. Mm-hmm. So you coming at me based on something you heard,
health on drinks and all.
Like like you keep
wet.
And I've seen you numerous. You know, she's just. See somebody again, it would have to be. I'm done with apologizing to people off camera and stuff. It ain't worked in my favor before. So if you violate me on camera, you gotta fix it on camera.
Me doing
stuff behind, I've been down that road with other people, and it was a slap in my face. So moving forward, you fix it how you create it. You created the problem on TV, you fix it on TV.
So now with you, Paris, you coming in because you've had an interesting. introduction to reality TV for the obvious reasons, Miss K. Michelle, and that whole thing. So I know you probably came in very, very guarded, honestly.
Yeah. Right.
You know, because it's like you said, because I saw both things. Of course, you're frustrated because you guys were friends at one point, and that thing, you know, not to tap too deep back into that because you're far past that, which is amazing. But it's like you came in already guarded, and so to have people. Feeling like you're being attacked or anything like that. Did you really have your guard up going into this particular season?
Well, no, my guard was down because Zell's on this season with me. I think last season I didn't go in with my guard up because, again, off camera, it was a whole different story. You get what I'm saying? Like, you apologize. I did not think the way that when I came back, I didn't think it was going to end with me splat, throwing a drink.
Right. Honestly, that was not that even on
because I felt like we were starting like a new clean slate.
Yeah, that's what a lot of us
prior to me getting on TV one, she already reached out to me, like through a mutual friend, Ernest Dukes. And we met up at the SLS, and she like was crying and saying, I'm going to fix it. I apologize. Yet we met up again. I went to her video
shoot. You know I'm a crybaby.
This is how Zell.
I cried. Like, I was like, because my friend needed to hear this.
So that's why people say why Zell be so upset and being disrespectful towards Kate Michelle. Zell cried, like, the second time, because she apologized again, like, she had a breakdown.
Yeah.
And Zell, you know, he started crying, like, dang, my friend really needed to hear this, because, you know, he been around, you know what I'm saying? So we went in, like, okay, it's going to get fixed this season.
She was coming over our house,
she was like, he got to see it firsthand.
Using my weed, man, like, it's just like, I don't do that for everybody.
So tapping into this last thing with needing apologies, we have... Again, our other couple, which is now put in the hot seat, which we're going to see another part of that in, you know, reunion part two. A2K, April and Fizz.
A2K.
J-Bug is not here for it.
And no, J-Bug is on.
Oh, yeah, J-Bug
is hot. Because
you know, Fizz is cool. So it's like, he been at every, like, his whole thing is why I got to find out. When everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because
y'all been dragging it. Like, we know, like, we went over her house, we see her sneakers there. It's like she been fucking with us, especially me.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes me annoyed. Because it's like, we kept seeing y'all fucking, everybody keeps
saying like, even on camera, she could have just been like, oh, yeah, you, like,
yeah, on camera, like, put me on, like you still was really just on some.
Yeah.
Flirting with people that we, I'm just looking like, we in Vegas. She acting like she's having a ball with this one and that one. I'm looking
She was out with a lot of people.
Like,
in Vegas.
Okay, his feelings hurt. Like, this is
already
beyond.
You didn't see the post?
Like, she already out. She's
kissing on people's faces.
I'm about to say, you called him.
She already.
You called him uncles, cousins, brothers.
Yeah, they all of that. That's what I'm like. You don't even know what you want. The uncle, the cousin, the brother, the friend.
It's like they just trying to justify what's going on.
Yeah,
and it's
I don't
not
care how much. If he left her, if he did this. It don't make, as a female,
that's why I asked
just, we
J-Bug.
Just can't do stuff like that.
What would you do if this was you?
He said, I'm a...
Okay. That's just
as a female, it's just certain
even
lives,
if it's not him,
cross.
He want to fight just because they fucking up what they got going on.
The bag.
Or have going
the bag.
On.
Yeah.
The bag. I know Q, with you being out here.
Because I'm still going to the Millennium Tour.
That's right. Listen, and Q, that's something with Q. He's like, he ain't letting nobody stop his...
Oh no! Period. No,
you're
not
letting nobody
get in.
So, how would you feel like if that was your friend? Like, if April was your friend, what advice would you give her?
April wouldn't be my friend, and I'm not saying that, you know, just because they're here. But I don't hang around people like that. Like, you're not going to continue. If I ask you something one time and you tell me something 20,000 different times, yeah, we're gonna have a problem. Like, we couldn't be friends.
Yeah.
So the situation between you and Fizz that happened on stage. So I understand that, you know, you were taking up for her. So that's a real thing.
Oh, yeah. That's all day.
What exactly did you say?
I told him, like, because what y'all didn't see is Fizz said something to Pears.
Right.
And so that's why I was like, motherfucker, you don't say shit because I'm going to beat your ass. And then I'm going to send y'all home and y'all going to cry together.
Exactly.
Simple as that. I don't play with my friend. And people be like, oh, or they think like, oh, you always just doing it to a girl.
No,
I do it to anybody.
Yeah.
I would do it to anybody that would do anything to my friend.
Guys done got it from Joe on the show, please.
Yeah. Yeah, please believe. Like,
listen, he's not playing any
game. Them boys know on the show. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I know he's trying.
No disrespect to nobody. Just straight up, like, I'm not gonna play about mine. Simple as that. No disrespect,
period,
only to
poop.
Me, to her. None of that. Like,
period,
we don't play that. Like,
newsflash,
and Fizz didn't want no smoke. He already seen it. He set the fuck back, and he made her shut the fuck up. Simple as that. Because he
and
already know
exactly
I was not playing. Y'all saw my first reunion, bitch. Y'all won't be excluded. Okay?
Listen, it is no news that Zell does not play when it comes to Paris.
Do y'all come as like a package deal? That's best friend.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
like it's all
like,
time.
You gotta give me a plus one. You know, even if like they already know. Like,
y'all coming together.
Vice versa, they already know.
Like, we coming together.
If Zell ain't invited, I'm not going. Like, period.
Right, and then if I go somewhere where I feel lost, I'd be like, I called the whole time, yeah, P, look at me. Look, I sent the pictures and shit. I was like, girl, look at this.
Like, girl, I'm gonna FaceTime. You look at these shoes.
All day.
That is true. Ooh, friend, friendship.
I'll be like, boy, he had a up in Houston. He FaceTime me. Ooh, friend, I'm drunk. I'm like, all right.
He wanted to get that security blanket. Oh, yeah,
I wanted my friend to be there.
Speaking of shoes, you have a whole clothing brand. You have a whole line of situations. Let's get into that. What was the inspiration behind you starting the actual clothing line?
You know, everyone knows I'm into fashion as a stylist and a creative director. Mm-hmm. So I had to go that way. Like, I knew... since I was younger, I was going to have my own clothing line. I just know it was going to be now. I didn't know it was going to be East Avenue, which is, that name is from, like, off a street.
Childhood. Yeah,
a street that I grew up from out of my childhood. So, like, it's like, it means something to me. Like, it's my baby. And it's like, it's all a learning experience. I'm learning. But, like, I'm excited because people buying stuff. So, you know, I'm excited about that.
I was waiting for our shirts.
I started dropping their shirts. And it was crazy because I meant to DM you. I'd be like, hey, you bringing up some shirts.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Your mom was fine. I was looking at your models.
East Avenue ain't cheap now.
Right.
Okay. That type of. Right. No T-shirt. Right. And speaking of fashion, we got
a Fashion Nova Queen over here, too.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what y'all going to give me, the Fashion Nova Queen. I'll take that.
And you're looking amazing while doing
it. Thank you so much. You know,
we got the fashion twins.
You know, my thing, I got a little booty in there. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Mickey was with us this day.
Oh yeah, Mickey was there that day.
That's super dope. But it's really cool that you guys are both, again, so supportive of one another. And then it was really cool from a branding aspect that you said, okay, you know what? Not only are you going to see my clothes, but I'm going to also debut my music as well.
Definitely.
I know that was a vulnerable piece of you as well. So how did that feel to have two of your babies be born and presented to the world at the same time?
I mean, it feels great. I think I had to do it like that just because, like, it would have been too much on my mind trying to do it separately. Mm-hmm. Because it's like both things was like... taking a lot of my time. So I was like, let me just knock both of these out at the same time. Like, everybody going to be there. I might not can't get them to come to this, but I can get them to come to this.
Period.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I know people are going to support me definitely for fashion. Like, and music is just like, I don't know. So let me get my
so
swag.
So just in case the song don't work. Y'all get a t-shirt too.
Right. So, but everything worked. And like people streaming my music, As Seen on TV. That's the name of my EP.
Hey,
people streaming it. Like, I'm excited. Like, it's like,
clothes.
They rocking the clothes. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like a little Diddy over here. I'm Ziddy.
Zing
Diddy.
Go for it. All 2020.
Definitely congrats to you. You've been like, I think people seeing you in this light this season is just like a whole spin. And we love the first Zell, but we definitely love seeing the business side of you too.
Right.
And seeing the more personal side.
And I like this side too. I like y'all seeing this because I feel like I don't want y'all to, like because it's so funny, like, me and someone that I truly don't know that feel like they know me, and they be like, oh, yeah, you so messy. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really not messy, but, like, in the
real, tell it how it is.
But in the show that we in, like, people that I really don't know, it's just like, I don't care about.
Yeah.
Like,
see,
like
when we're
real,
like,
family
real,
stuff,
like, yeah, real,
real friends
stuff,
and stuff like
baby
that.
Stuff. My friend just can't help his name.
No,
I'm nosy. I'm nosy, not messy.
He be like, ooh, girl, this is like, he just can't help
it. I died when he said, ooh. Showing the blog.
I did that.
You need, though.
He'll
hold you accountable.
But let me tell you, I was not going to post, send those pictures or nothing like that.
Until
that I saw that shit. Like, she was with Barney B. I was like, oh, my goodness. And she, like, to be honest, before we even met Barney, she had already pumped our heads. I'm sorry. Y'all know about Eddie Snipes. Before she already pumped in our head that Eddie Snipes was this bad person. Mm-hmm. Like, so to see her wear her, I was just like, oh,
they
yeah, girl, I got
bad.
These pictures.
She been up here and walked out and showed her ass.
Yeah, but
I'll be honest, I like, came up here and showed her ass.
But I'll be honest, she been nice to me.
She
came here
and
she was nice to me.
I
never
lied.
She's
been nice to me. I came up here. I mean, I saw it.
We was like, we got to go.
I was watching. That's why I came up here. I said, look how she referenced. Like, she just... Her energy is bad.
So listen, y'all. So we don't have a lot of time. So let me ask y'all a quick question. Give me your worst dress and your best dress for the reunion. And then you, same question.
My best dress is Paris. And my worst dress will have to be I would say Fizz, was he like he's still like doing? He like he's still on the tour.
That's who I was going to.
Like he said, like he said, he looked like he got it from H&M. Like he just like didn't care.
Like you worked out.
But he got it from Keith, which is probably a little expensive.
Yeah, but not for the like. It's like.
But just because you're wearing a label, it's expensive. Don't mean
no. It don't mean nothing. Yeah,
like you see what Fashion Nova doing. Okay, they can listen. East Avenue.
What about you? What about you, Queen?
Let me say. I'm gonna say. You know. Zelle Swag.
Y'all are such best friends.
You so awesome.
They're such best friends.
I'm going to go with...
Because he saw her.
I'm going to go with... Okay, since you got Fizz, Mr. Ray just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, he looked like an angry bird.
He's like an egg. Like, yeah, he just like an egg.
That egg is about to just hatch.
Like,
I'm not doing
that. I have my
not,
belly out and everything, y'all.
I'm not doing that.
I didn't
gain
a lot of weight.
With y'all.
Like, we don't look pounds. Like,
come on, this is a reunion. Like,
yeah, y'all look
spend
cute.
Some of your, like,
yeah,
come
spend
on.
Some
like,
of money. I don't
try.
That's custom East Avenue I had on. That costs more.
I'm a big girl. That's a lot of material.
As much I paid for that outfit, I could have went to Gucci. I could have went to Louis Vuitton. I could have did anything, but I put it into my own brand.
All right, that's custom. That's, yeah, you know, those are pieces. Gucci shoes. Like, spend okay. money.
You got your watch. My like, friend got on Cartier.
You know, I have my watch on Cartier.
My friend got on the Rolly.
You know. Second season.
Well, yes. No, I definitely had some favorites as well. You know, I honestly loved the way actually Monice, her pants.
Oh, yeah.
Monice did like that. Yeah, she was with us the whole time.
You know, I went shopping with her. I helped style her. Okay. I didn't pick that outfit for say, but that
but
was a part of the.
But
you know, I definitely was there for support to help her. Like,
yeah,
get
we
it
know
together.
Most definitely. Yeah. And real quick before we wrap it on up, Q, who was your favorite, your best dress?
My best dress.
You don't gotta say me.
I really liked Princess's look because
yeah,
you know,
Princess's look.
She
I'm telling you,
she
looked in person.
Like
she looked like a goddess.
Like, yeah. With that red lip, with the she looked really, really
she
nice.
Looked, she looked really good.
Oh yeah, well you guys
embracing her pregnancy too.
Right. So oh yeah, she did the dang thing. And I just want to thank you guys so much for walking with us.
Thank you.
It's been an amazing, amazing season. I've got some crazy predictions. I think that some people are going to be fighting. I think it's going to get really, really real.
So it was PG.
Exactly.
All I got to say is beware of my ugly cry.
Beware of the ugly cry. But Paris, where can we find you on social media and all? And we can support all things you got going on?
Who is Paris Phillips? I'm also working on my sauna suit line. It's called SWP. Look out for that. We'll be dropping it like next month. So. Holla at your girl.
Awesome. Mr. Cuba, where can we find you?
Thank you guys for having me as your host this week. You guys can find me everywhere on my social media outlets at Quentin T. Harris.
What about you,
Zell? And I'm motherfucking Zell Swag. You can find me at Zell Swag everywhere. Swag. You know, eastavenuecollection.com. Get you a piece.
Get you,
know what I'm saying? Or two. You know what I'm saying? As seen on TV on every single streaming platform from anything you want to listen to. If you want to listen to it on a tape player, I probably got it on the tape player. So, what's up?
All right. And I am your girl, your host, Rakiya. You can find me on all social media platforms. Rakiya Crawford, RIKAYAHCRAWFORD. Also, support my music. I just dropped a new single. But we will see you next week for part two of Reunion. Bye, y'all.
Make sure y'all watch.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.